local home appliances. This powerful solar-powered generator provides free emergency power for electronics and more when you need it. This solar generator comes complete with solar panel, 5 110-volt outlets, and a 12-volt connection. Perfect for camping, remote cabins, and anyone that wants to be prepared for what we know lies ahead. Order your PowerSource 1800 by calling 704-902-9640, that's 704-902-9640, or log on to therealnewsradio.com and order yours today.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're here live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks. All around the world, baby, people are listening to us right now talking about the solutions and thinking about positive things and working toward positive action and solutions and intent and activity and just for once trying to think about things from the positive side, as opposed to so much of this, we're just constantly bombarded with the bam, bam, bam. Things are so bad. Things are so bad. I was talking before we went to the break about this, the cantaloupe thing, and I don't know if false flag is the right word to call it. You might accuse me of being overly dramatic. What I'm saying is, I don't think things happened the way they said it happened. A lot of money was forced to be spent, and I told the story of the fact is that my family and I love cantaloupe, and we ate some just before the outbreak. We're right here in Colorado. Nothing happened. We shared it with our neighbors. Nothing happened with them. Maybe we got lucky, you know, whatever it is. I'm not saying that my case means anything to the cantaloupe case at all. I'm just iterating the facts as they are involving the cantaloupe, and I always thought it was kind of funny, and I never spent any time looking at it. I just, you know, we wash all our foods and do all that stuff, and that certainly reinforced that notion that we should do that. I don't remember us washing those cantaloupes that day, and I think in here it says, and maybe it wasn't this one, I don't know, but I think it confirms that it wouldn't have mattered. You couldn't have washed it off. But MileHighLibertyRadio.com, middle of the page, today's date, red link, click it. And it'll take you to the links that say Miss Cantaloupe, Listeria strain tied to man's death. New crop in stores now. This is Jonelle Alicia from NBC News. A previously unidentified strain of Listeria from last year's deadly cantaloupe outbreak has been linked to the death of a 75-year-old Montana man, even as the new crop of Colorado melons fill store shelves. The new strain was collected from cut cantaloupe in a home refrigerator. This is the killer of it. Last September, at the start of the Listeria outbreak, and follow along with me if you see if you get the same impression that I get as they're talking about this. Listeria from one place, one strain, one place that I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to read we'll read through the whole thing. You see if you get the same impression that I do about this story, because you may not have even heard this story, especially if you're listening somewhere else around in the world. But this, you know, this might have been. It was suggested, I'm not suggesting this, but the notion stuck with me, obviously, that maybe this was a test to see how you can, you know, how you can affect something like crops, and started with something small and innocuous, but that a lot of people would buy, and that maybe wouldn't get too crazy out of control, because maybe it would stay mostly on the outside of a thick fruit. That all of these things are possible considerations. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. No, I'm sorry. I just told you half an hour ago I am crazy, so whatever. We're sliding into the break. I'll finish this cantaloupe thing when we get back. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. You can visit us at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Thank you for joining us. We love to have you here. We love to know that you're listening. We love to hear from you. We thank you for your calls. We thank you for your time. 2 hours a day is a long time to spend someone. If you're spending that much time with me, man, I love you. I you know, in radio, you're lucky if you get to keep people's attention for 4 or 5 minutes usually. So hopefully every 4 or 5 minutes, something comes out of my mouth that means something. Right now, I was talking about a local story. It's not a local story. It originates locally because the fruit involved happened here in Colorado. They're grown here in Colorado and shipped all over the nation. Miss Cantaloupe, Listeria strain, tied to man's death, new crop in stores, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date. The link is up there. I was in the story, just barely getting started, really. The new strain was collected from cut cantaloupe in a home refrigerator last September. Yeah, so they sat on it for that time. And it's not just one strain. This is what I was talking about. At the start of the Listeria outbreak that eventually sickened 146, now 147, people and led to at least 30 deaths and one miscarriage, but Colorado health officials didn't send the sample to federal officials for 10 months because it didn't match strains from any known victims in the state. Doesn't sound like a reasonable reason to me. We didn't look more broadly, says Alyssa Cronquist, an epidemiologist with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. When they finally did send it to the Federal Pulse net monitoring program last month. It turned out to be identical to a rare strain of Listeria detected in Montana. Rare strain of Listeria detected in a Montana victim who died in January. Is Listeria not rare in and of itself? I don't know. Does it happen all the time? That increases the number of strains in the state to 28 state outbreak to five. Five total different strains. Some of them rare, apparently. Up from the four strains possible for most of the illnesses, says Dr. Benjamin Silk, which opens the door, of course, to a whole other round of possible people being sick, and CDC's involved in updating their roster of people. And it talks about the Rocky Ford cantaloupes. They're back in stores. The first cantaloupes, we already brought one this season. The first cantaloupes from Colorado's famed Rocky Ford. Did we eat it already? Did we end up eating it? I don't even... Yeah, we did. Yes, we did. Yes, yes. I remember. I do remember. So we've already had one and eaten one. So, the first cantaloupes from Colorado's famed Rocky Ford growing region have just appeared in local produce aisles last week after safety upgrades that totaled between $800 and $1 million, said spokeswoman Diane Mulligan, who represents a coalition of 15 area growers. And cantaloupe hit the shelves on Friday. King Supers, that's where we bought ours. Yep. We were swamped by demand. I can't get any. They sold out quick. We grabbed one right away. The second we saw that they were available, we grabbed them. And that's basically what happened last time. And this is what happened last time, too. We ate ours. Nothing has happened. We're fine. Nobody's dying. Nobody's sick. Nobody's even unhealthy. We're all perfectly normal. The same thing happened last year. I don't know. The story is yours to look and see what you like. I'm going to leave it there. You can find out the rest of it. MileHighLibertyRadio.com, Colorado Listeria strain. And there's a ton of stuff that I wanted to talk about today, and we'll just keep going over these stories. I did want to mention, though, that I actually have started to receive some responses from people that I've been contacting about getting on the show, people whose names you'll know, people like Adam Kokesh. I talked to Adam Kokesh today, and we're working his schedule out so that he can come on the show. Sheriff Mack, let's see, who else? Gosh, I got a list. I marked them off. Let's see. Richard Mack, Jordan Page, Victor Forsyth, and Adam Kokesh are all people that I know we are working that will be on the show. Other people I've not had confirmations back yet or haven't actually contacted myself yet. I'm still collecting numbers. I want to get Gary Johnson on the show. He's, of course, the Libertarian candidate for the president. And Jill Stein, she's the Green Party candidate for president, and she will be on the show as well. I just haven't made her actual connection yet, but one of the persons that I named, Victor Forsyth, he actually knows her and is involved in her campaign here in Colorado, and he is going to be on the show. And by the time he comes on the show, I will have the Jill Stein thing worked out. Luke Radowski is going to come on. Gary Franchi said he would be interested in coming on the show. Gosh, I've talked to so many people in line and so many things up. And, of course, our good friends at We Are Change Colorado always come on the show periodically. Different individuals that are involved with We Are Change Colorado, they're real people who have real businesses and real skills and real knowledge. And people like Greg Gillette, he's kind of become our de facto health guru. And he's talked to us on a number of occasions about health issues, and he'll be back in on the show. So plenty of things to look forward to as we talk about the idea of solutions and what works for you, and more bands and music. And I'm trying to figure out how we can get good freedom artists to come on and talk. A lot of artists don't want to come on and do things like this. They don't talk like this. They express through their art. I like to run my mouth and spread my information. Other people spread their information through art, and it's harder to rope them down. But all of these things are in the work, and they'll be coming up on the show. And it's a lot of it is thanks to our good friends, like I say, We Are Change Colorado, and all of the people's media on the Front Range in Colorado, musiciansforfreedom.com, the Colorado 9/11 Visibility Group, Colorado 9/11 Visibility.org. iCannabisRadio.com, another local group of enlightened, smart people fighting for the right causes, regardless of what you may think about their particular reason. They're on the right side of freedom, and we need to support them in their endeavors to bring information and to bring to light the tyranny that exists in America. Everyone talks about it anecdotally as if it's some kind of joke. And you have to, that's why we're here. We talk about how do you wake up people? How do you reach people? That's why we bring in all of the different ideas and why we talk about the news. This one came up today. It was kind of fun. All of the technology stuff is always fun for me. Like I said, we're a very technology friendly show, live on Facebook, doing the internet, updating the website live in real time as I'm sitting here if need be. All of these things, I haven't involved myself in Twitter. I think the name, it says it itself, Twit. I think that's a perfect example of what Twitter is, and it's ultimately ends up being twits running at their mouth in the heat of the moment and then having to come back and apologize for it. I do enough of that without having a worldwide social – well, here we are, aren't we? Hey, but at least this is me in my own words. It can't be misconstrued. There's no, you can't misunderstand what I'm saying, and I always challenge you to challenge me. If you do misunderstand what I'm saying, call up and ask what I'm trying to explain to you. I certainly don't try to be clear. I don't skimp on sharing information. And this technology thing is no different. Just because I find technology fun and interesting and use it to reach out to you and encourage you to reach out to other people. Gizmodo.com. Scientists fire the world's most powerful laser. This story was July 16th, so just a couple of days ago, and this is from Jamie Condliffe. Hidden away at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory's National Ignition Facility is a terrifying 10-story laser. Recently, scientists have finally started using it in anger, and now they've even smashed previous records to fire the most powerful laser shot ever recorded. On July 5th, the scientists fired the 192 constituent laser beams simultaneously before refocusing them down onto a singular target just 2 millimeters in diameter. The result was a laser beam transmitting an eye-watering 5 trillion watts, 1,000 times more than the entire United States uses at any given moment. I'm not even going to go there because I could. And the highest energy laser shot ever fired in real life. Look, I understand technology needs to be done, and there are ways to get energy without being slaves to the system. So the use of energy, the use of water, you using water to brush your teeth or wash your clothes, as long as you're using clean products and not poisoning the water, is just using your water. It's not wasting it. Using electricity for scientific technology, what the hell did I say? I said I wasn't going to get into it. It's not wasting electricity. It's well, I don't know. They're firing a laser. I guess you can throw this one up and see for yourself where it lands. That's 1,000 more times than the entire United States uses at any given moment, and the highest energy laser shot ever fired in real life, 100 times more powerful than the highest energy laser. They don't say that here. The long-term plan, of course, is to use this incredibly high-power laser to kickstart nuclear fusion reactions. And that's what they did. They don't mention it here. What actually happened is they fired it to create this minuscule nuclear reaction, or what, you know, what they said here. I'll go with their nuclear fusion reaction, what they said here specifically, without trying to dig and find the rest of the story that I read, because there's a lot more to the story in a lot more places than Gizmodo, and Gizmodo gives you the links. But it was it failed. It actually didn't do what it was supposed to do. The laser fired, but it didn't destroy or didn't cause the reaction that it was supposed to cause. So I don't know. Booby better than the bottle. That's how I titled this one. This is a great story because I found this one locally, and we're going to get into it when we come back from the break, because this is one of those positive things that you can tell your friends about and share with your friends. We'll be back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're just talking about some news in the context of solutions, as we always do, because that's what it's all about, figuring out how we get through. And this was a wonderful, 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 I can't say wonderful enough about this story. On the surface, maybe if you dig a little deeper, there's something nefarious, but I don't think so. This might be just one of those things that I was talking about earlier, and that you might just have to accept it for what it is. Let's see. 9news.com is a local station talking about a story in Boston, Massachusetts. Birth facilities banning baby formula giveaways for new moms. MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date. The link is there. Boston, Massachusetts, by NBC Universal. Massachusetts will become the second state where hospitals are voluntarily banning baby formula giveaways for new mothers. The hospitals hope to promote breastfeeding, and it's something more and more birth facilities are doing around the country. I can't applaud that enough. You understand how important it is to breastfeed your children. What we're talking about giving stuff, what we are talking about giving stuff things to take home. I don't know who the hell worded that, but that's what that says. I'm sorry. Gift bags that are really samples of formula to get mom's formula feeding. Yeah, said Ann Meerwood, Boston Medical Center Breastfeeding Center Director. Those gift bags are now a thing of the past in Massachusetts. Again, I'm serious. I'm not even playing around with this. All 49 birth facilities in the state have voluntarily eliminated the giveaways. Man, I'm not going to keep clapping in your ear. Breastfeeding is undermined when women go home with these bags. Women are less likely to breastfeed, and they're less likely to breastfeed exclusively, said Mearwood. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that mothers exclusively breastfeed during the first 6 months. I'm impressed that they still recommend that. I recommend, as long as need be, I don't know about getting kind of crazy like some of these people got 5-year-olds and 8-year-olds sucking on their nipple. I mean, I don't know if that's necessary, you know, I don't know, maybe. It seems a little odd to me to have someone that kind of age, maybe, on the teat. Do the math, I guess, maybe. Maybe we should do that sometime. Sit down and do the math comparatively to other animals that obviously feed their... I'm sorry, I called you an animal. You're offended. that obviously... Other mammals, how's that sound? That obviously feed their children the way that humans should feed their children. The International Formula Council issued a statement in response. Ooh, I didn't read this part. It reads, if parents are discouraged from using infant formula, they may resort to inferior methods. Yeah, like the breast, huh? Of infant feeding, which can cause serious nutritional deficiencies and put their infant's health at risk. Liquid vitamins and raw milk to fill their bellies if you must. We've not used raw milk. We just use clean milk. I don't know. We've never switched to the raw milk thing. We eat raw milk cheese. I've never been able to make that leap. It's hot out. Maybe I'll make the leap to gazpacho. But I don't know about the raw milk thing. Not giving away infant formula at birth facilities is becoming a national trend. And again, I applaud and thank you, Nine News, for sharing the story. And that's just, you know, that's what it's all about right there. That's a real solution. You want a solution to world hunger? Moms that are properly nutritionally balanced, feeding their newborn children from the breast. There's a solution to world hunger. We can talk about all the access problems and things like that, but let's get them on the breast. Let's get these people healthy. Yeah, that's an argument for another day. We're doing stories. Well, let's get over to that part of the world while we're at 9news.com, milehighlibertyradio.com. This link is up there on today's date. Beirut Associated Press story, so you can find it anywhere. A bomb ripped through a high-level security meeting Wednesday in Damascus, killing 3 top regime officials, including President Bashar Assad's brother-in-law, in the harshest blow to Syria's ruling family dynasty and the rebels' boldest attack in the country's civil war. The rebels claim it wasn't a suicide attack. Some media's Syrian state-run TV is claiming it was. The high-level assassinations could signal a turning point in the civil war as the violence becomes increasingly chaotic, or as the coverage of it becomes increasingly more chaotic. As the U.S. puts more pressure into the system, as the black al-Qaeda flag flies above Syria and Libya and all these recently conquered places. And isn't it time for a new Bieber video? Sometimes it gets a little rough. I just, you know... Sometimes it's harder than others to put a smile on. When you talk about the state and its wars, there's nothing funny about it. There's no reason to smile. There's absolutely nothing good about it. It's arguable that no war since the Civil War, and even statists would argue, the Revolutionary War, even statists would argue that the Revolutionary War was an unjust war. Well, I don't think America's fought any just wars. Again, that's not about the individuals. It's about the state. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to My Liberty Radio. I'm the host, Michael Storm. Find us here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. worldwide, every Monday through Friday. We don't miss a day. Well, and it's not true. Everybody misses a day every once in a while. It happens. But most of the time, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., find us here live talking about these solutions. I was picking on Alex Jones a little bit earlier, just in his organized chaos that he presents on his show. And I don't mean presents as in acts. That's not what I meant at all. That comes out on his show, as opposed to the way I grab these links and post them and in real time controlling the information that's going out over my news feed, if you will, my prisonplanet.com. I pay attention to the guys there. They do good work. And Alex Jones recently introduced his whistleblower hotline, and apparently it's paying off. I think it's whistleblower email addresses. Specifically, and whistleblower at prisonplanet.tv, whistleblower at infowars.com. I think all of those are valid ones that you can send something to if you know. And this story posted today from PJW, Paul Joseph Watson, whistleblower NSA analyzing conversations in real time. And this is something that I've suggested to you on more than one occasion actually happens and exists. But this is actually somebody whistleblowing. We'll go into the story and we'll talk about it because it's a really cool story and it backs up some of the things that we talk about. And it's one of the reasons why I say that you need to stand up for yourself and go ahead and let your voice be heard, because they're already hearing your voice anyway. The things that you talk about are already being taken. Look, I know that you've heard this talked about before, like the ability to go out there and wipe out somebody's voice off the internet and erase it. Well, I'll give you an example that this is a fact that it exists because I've seen it and know it with my own eyes. Up on YouTube, I have a YouTube account. It's youtube.com/user/renegade revolutionary, but there's no E in revolutionary. And when you go and look at my stuff, there's one particular thing that I did that explains this perfectly. I'm trying to pull up the link myself at the same time, where it talks about I go through and show my toys in my house. I show the toys that are hanging on the walls that decorate my house, and there's a bunch of them, different toys, you know, Snoopy figures and Aladdin figures and Marvel figures, like, and there's Batman and there's Superman and there's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and there's all these different toys, and I show this video of it. And what I did is I turned the stereo on, and this is recently, this is like 6 months ago or something, if that. I turned my stereo on and let the music from the local radio station KBPI play and ran it in the background. Just ran the music, let it play while I shot video of all of the toys in my house and all the decorations in my house. And what happened was I didn't do anything. I just threw it up there. It's just background music. All I did was throw it up there. I didn't label anything other than the stuff that you see on there. And within a few seconds of it going up, it already knew. Nobody listened to it. Nobody watched it yet. It told me this. It showed one of, in particular, one whole song that's uninterrupted. I think there are two other interrupted songs in it. One song that's completely interrupted in the middle of the video that I'm showing all the stuff. It plays, and it labeled the song and the artist, and it got them right for me. I didn't do anything. It did it itself. It knew what it was. So it knows music. The software can see the patterns in voices and music and go out there, and if it chooses to, block you from posting that or block it from getting out. I'm not playing with you on that notion. So that's an idea. Again, that we've suggested, it's not crazy, and I've suggested this idea, whistleblower NSA analyzing conversations in real time. This is a PrisonPlanet.com article from Paul Joseph Watson. You can find it through MahiLibertyRadio.com on today's date. The National Security Agency is storing all electronic communications and analyzing them in real time, according to a former NSA employee turned whistleblower William Binney, who warns that the federal agency has a Google-style capability to search all conversations for keywords. Google, unless you specifically go out and mark a page, and I imagine they have ways around that as well. It wouldn't be hard to do them, believe me. Unless you specifically mark a page out there, Google goes out and spiders everything on the web. If it's registered at all and gettable by one of these TDLs, these upper-level domain names like prisonplanet.com, it'll go out and search every single page in that website unless you specifically tell it not to, and get all of the words, all the information, and make it searchable. In fact, if you're a Facebook user, I don't know if this still does this, I've always suggested that you go and look on Facebook. By default, they have to have changed this by now. I've shut it off on my accounts. By default, your conversations are searchable by the internet. All of your conversations, every single word you post under your name, every single one of them searchable on the internet. National Security Agency, duh, has this ability too. I don't know why I would even have to say duh to some people. But believe me, I have to say duh to a lot of people because there are a lot of people going around saying, duh, I don't understand, when they shouldn't have to add this stuff up. And I'm sorry to make fun of those dumb people, but because sometimes it's not their fault, and I realize that, and that's a lot of what we talk about here, trying to get you to realize that it's not their fault. So PrisonPlanet.com. Since 2008, the NSA has had the legal power, believe me, they've had the technology for a long time, to intercept all phone calls, emails, and text messages sent by American citizens without probable cause. However, although long suspected, the agency has never admitted that it is analyzing the content of such messages, conceding only that persons' dates and locations are part of the snooping process. However, in the recent sworn declaration, no, this wasn't even one of theirs. That's right, I remember that. There's another big story, and it's up there on MileHighLibertyRadio.com too, that comes from the health guys and the InfoWars guys and the Prison Planet guys. I'll get to it here real quick. That I was thinking of, that actually is a whistleblower on Alex Jones's show, that sort of thing, through his whistleblower and what he started to do now, his whistleblower program. However, in a recent sworn declaration to the United States District Court for the Northern District of California, Benny, a former NSA employee with the Signals Intelligence Agency within the DOD, divulges that the federal agency, quote, has the capability to do individualized searches similar to Google for particular electronic communications in real time through such criteria as target addresses, locations, countries, and phone numbers, as well as watch listed names, keywords, and phrases in email. And they can do it with voice, too. They've been able to do stuff with voice a hell of a lot longer than they've been able to do it with the email stuff, because they did voice and stuff before email came along. They could tell voices and eliminate them and erase them. Because that sounds easy. Sounds one of the easiest technologies to work with. It's one of the coolest technologies to work with, too. Using as many as 20 data intercept centers throughout the United States. Yeah, we've talked about those guys, and so has everybody else, which can each store an almost unimaginable quantity of information, a lot of information. I have more information than I need on less than 2 terabytes of drives. Benny notes that the sheer size of the capacity indicates that the NSA, and I have files from 1995, from Windows 95, NSA is not filtering personal electronic communications such as email before storage, but is, in fact, storing all that they are collecting. That's quote. Benny also points to the FBI Director Robert Mueller's 2011 admission that the FBI, with the aid of the NSA and DOD, put in place technological improvements relating to the capabilities of databases to pull together past emails as well. So they erased stuff, stored stuff, and future ones as they come in, so that it does not require an individual search. Future ones, pre-crime. Think smart. Use those words. Benny said he quit the NSA in 2001 because the individual liberties preserved in the U.S. Constitution were no longer a consideration after 9/11. He's talking about revelations from 2001. Benny's revelations coalesce with the fact that, according to many privacy experts, the NSA has been intercepting and recording all electronic communications across the entire world since at least the early 1990s. They've been working on it. Particularly voice communications. That was the biggest backlog, was voice communications. In 1999, the Australian government admitted, then they got the powerful computers to crunch through that data. I don't think there's a backlog anymore. I think everything is real time now. In 1999, my voice right now, in 1999, the Australian government admitted that they were part of an NSA-led global intercept and surveillance program called Echelon, and we've all heard about that. The story is longer, not much longer. It's Paul Joseph Watson, good man, PrisonPlanet.com, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. I'll get you to that exact story so you don't have to go and hunt for it. A ton of stuff that still to talk about, something fun. Let's do the naturalnews.com thing, because I mentioned it during that story that I was just talking about, and it's a whistleblower story, and it's a really good story, and it's one of these things that massive good news. Alternative media blows the lid on Big Pharma's massive bribery network. This is by Mike Adams himself, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Two of the most influential alternative media organizations on the net, Infowars.com and naturalnews.com, have blown the lid wide open on Big Pharma's massive bribery network, and this is the thing that I was talking about. These revelations are surfacing on the heels. Oh, wait, no, I skipped. Nope, I don't want to skip, because this is where it says it came from. Through exclusive interviews with pharma insiders, InfoWars and Natural News have done what the mainstream media refuses to do, grant a platform to credible whistleblowers who are exposing the systematic criminal Big Pharma bribing of doctors who willingly accept kickbacks to write prescriptions for high-profit pharmaceuticals. That's powerful language, and it's powerful work, and I like the Health Ranger. You know, I always tell you when I give you any of these websites or any of these information that it's up to you to make your own decision ultimately on it, and that I don't necessarily support any of them. Well, it's obvious the ones that I do support, because I go back to them time and time again. But I go back and I look for specific good information and pick it out. And then, you know, Mike Adams, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com falls into that category of sites that I generally trust with data, but I use my own sense. I read the stuff myself, use my own brains, my own thinking and understanding of this stuff. And if I have to, then I go and do the research. That's what we talk about on here when I get into some of these deeper concepts that we've talked about. I start out and I do deep research on the thing. And usually it doesn't take deep research to figure out that there's a twist that's being put on most things that are presented through the mainstream media that isn't being presented by many of these independent journalists, these naturalnews.coms, these infowars.coms. I know a lot of people like to bag on Alex Jones, and I don't fall into that category. I like the information, and I use my own thinking. It's not about Alex Jones. He'll tell you that. It's not about me. It's not about Adam Kokesh. It's not about Luke Radowski. It's about the information and getting it out there, and you hearing it, and you going and sharing it with other people as we try to do the best we can to get this as pointedly as possible and to have this whistleblower insider stuff. Alternative media blows the lid on Big Pharma massive massive bribery network at naturalnews.com. These revelations are surfacing on the heels of the drug industry's largest settlement in history. We've talked about this. The GlaxoSmithKline's $3 billion fine and guilty plea to committing felony crimes. And Natural News editor Mike Adams, of course, was able to connect with one of the key whistleblowers who initiated that 9-year Department of Justice investigation, and he went on the record with shocking allegations about off-label pharmaceutical marketing and the systematic bribery of doctors. And it's something to the tune of thousands of dollars a month. There's video interviews with the people. There's call-ins on Alex Jones' show where he revealed, quote here, additional information about Glaxo's activities, such as the coaching of pharmaceutical sales reps to enroll doctors in elaborate kickback schemes. The video of that interview, of course, is available at naturalnews.com. You can get to the specific article on this, milehighlibertyradio.com. I just wanted to hit on it because, you know, it's one of those things that, again, it's been suggested not by just myself, and I don't find these things and put this edification out there for myself. I do it for clarification. I don't need edification. I know where I stand on things, and generally don't care where most people else stand. I started to say something about that just tongue in cheek earlier about the notion that sorry, I'm trying to reach over here and close the window. I tell you that I don't do this stuff in a vacuum, and I hear the window blowing in my ears and hearing it fun, because finally it's starting to cool off a little bit. Anyway, I share this information with you not to make myself sound good. So, ooh, yay, we talked about that and we did it. That's not the point of it at all, not by any means. the idea is for the clarification, for us to be able to understand what it is we're trying to fight for. We're trying to fight for freedom and liberty, and there are good people out there. Mike Adams, Adam Kokesh, Luke Radowski, Sheriff Richard Mack, people that you may not agree with every single thing that they say. You might have a particular problem with something that you've heard them say. Well, maybe they haven't been enlightened to your knowledge yet, and that's where we're always here talking about these solutions, getting you out there for your own sanity and for the world's sanity, putting something into this argument that everybody else is making that resembles some sort of sane argument based on some sense of logic, based on something other, you know, based on reason, based on something other than emotion. Everything in TV, radio, even I myself play to a little bit of emotion. When my voice gets higher, I'm playing to a particular emotion. When I talk a little bit slower, I'm playing to a particular emotion. It's natural. I'm not acting by that in any means at all. It's just how I speak, particularly when I'm being expressive and over a radio or TV. You learn real quick in the business that you have to be over expressive. We're sliding into a break. I'll finish up my thoughts, wrap up the day, and you know, we'll do the good solution thing on my radio. Be right.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Web
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. You can find us here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, talking about solutions. We like to call ourselves Solutions Radio, not Bullhorn Radio. And it's really true, because we're trying to get to the other side of fear. We're trying to get you to the notion that you need to get out there and help. You know, it's great if you can sit here and listen to me for 2 hours, and I know that that's awesome. But if you can get out during this time and go actually do something to help your community, then go do that instead of listening to me. There are any number of other people who haven't heard that message yet that will be listening and will get that message and will be, you know, the next person to go on, and then I'll have to find a new one and a new one after that, and that's all right by me. I don't have a problem with that at all. Before we went into that break, I was just saying that there are good people in the Liberty Media, in the Liberty Media and the Liberty Movement, because it is all about media. It's all about people's media, getting the truth out there, that need our support. That all of us, and you know, even if you don't agree with everything that they say, look at them, and if they're out there giving information to people, make an assessment. It's okay. Do you got to listen to them? Is there information worth sharing? And talk truthfully about people and things and issues, not just those radio or TV or whoever personalities. You know, need to hold them to their truth too. But you got to get out there and do this to everyone and start getting the people to come together. It's not this hippie thing. It's not this love-in notion or anything like that. But in that sense, it ultimately is too, because positive things bring about, you know, positive thought, positive intent. All of these things bring about positive action and positive results. There's no, I'm not doing the Dr. Phil thing, or I've never actually heard the guy talk. I have no idea what the hell he talks about. What I'm saying is that I'm not trying to psychology you into it or anything like that. I'm just talking about real simple notions that when you do good things, when good things are happening, good things expand. You see it every day right now in our media and all over the world in the information that we get. It's all fear-mongering. It's all hate. And the stories that we do get, the stuff, it's all fluff and flutter. It's not real. Not real things that you can walk away with in your life, and that's what we try to do here at Mile High Liberty Radio. Visit us at milehighlibertyradio.com at any time. I'm live there online posting stuff during the show, including these links. If you click on today's date, you'll see everything that we've talked about. There was some housing information that came out today, the housing report, and it boosted stock markets and all this, but the numbers in it, question them. I put two links there if you're interested. Find out about that. There was a gun rights article that I had up there, and this was just about the top cop in Philly and under investigation and for not being a cop, kind of. It's an interesting story. I don't generally share that type of a story per se, but it was interesting. I thought you might enjoy it. Voter ID, of course, that's big in the news. There's just one opinion out of the Miami Herald that I found there that's up there at milehighlibertyradio.com. You can find us here talking about these real solutions, talking about these stories, trying to shine some light on some truth, trying to share a little bit of love right here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks. Find us at milehighlibertyradio.com. We'll see you tomorrow, same time.